Hello and a pleasant welcome to the maiden edition of the program County Attorney Half Hour, a Carter Center sponsored program. County Attorney Half Hour is intended to know what's on the agenda of the attorneys and how they intend to work around them. This program comes to you on Star Radio every Tuesday at 3:30 in the afternoon and repeated on Sunday at 5 minutes past 10 in the evening. I'm Olive Thomas. Please stay tuned because I'll be right back. Thanks for joining and welcome. In this maiden edition, I will be discussing with two attorneys, Luther Sumo of Lofa County and Onesimus Bawon of Riverside County. What are those issues or cases on their plates and how do they plan to handle them? First is Attorney Luther Sumo of Lofa County. Welcome to the maiden edition of the program County Attorney Half Hour.
Thank you.
Okay. And so let's begin. Tell me, who is a county attorney?
The county attorney is the legal arm fighting of the county, all right, or the justice minister in the county. The prosecutor, the county prosecutor, the prosecuting arm of government in the county.
Do you need a certain qualification to be a county attorney?
Of course, you have to be a lawyer. According to our new judiciary law, you have to be a lawyer. And from the University of Liberia or other universities that taught law or teaching law.
Do you have to be a Liberian as well?
You have to be a Liberian. You have to be a Liberian.
So how are the county attorneys chosen? Are they appointed?
Well, the county attorneys are recommended by the Justice Ministry to the President for on-law submission to the legislature. And once they are confirmed, and the President is going to appoint them as county attorneys. As such.
What are your responsibilities, your scope of operation as an attorney?
My scope of operation in a county is to make sure that, one, we have peaceful code existence in a county. Two, we ensure that law and order is the hallmark of the day. We make sure that the security apparatus adhere to the rules and regulations of the statute. That is, the police, NSA, if I hear the county attorney is the chairman of the joint security in the county. He still has the operation of the activities of the police, the drug enforcement agency, the NSA, and all that falls within the justice ministry.
You earlier made mention of peaceful coexistence. How can that be achieved in the county?
It can be achieved. It's very simple. Citizens do not go against the law and no one violates their rights.
So now, what's your agenda for this week?
Okay, I have been in a murder trial and we have just had a recess. The judge was called down to Monrovia. So by this, I'm going to go right now to FOIA to meet the commissioner there to have to discuss most pertinent issue that have to do with the rule of law. From there, I'll be traveling about 120 kilometers to Starry District, in particular, Bolu, to ensure that my clients, that is, my witnesses that are supposed to take the next step, be prepared for direct and cross examination by both me and the defense lawyer in Wanjima.
This murder case is the major thing on the agenda. Before we go to any other thing on the agenda, do you care to comment more about this murder case? Who are involved?
In fact, I have two murder cases. I have one murder case that involves one James incident from Golu. All right. He's a defendant in the case. He shot and killed a brother of his and tried to throw him into the Timpore River. Anyway, we as a state must prove beyond reasonable doubt to establish his guilt. And that's what we are trying to do, and that's what we will do.
And what's the other one?
The other one we have had to do with a little 13-year-old boy that was murdered in Pasadena. And we are still trying to work all modalities to make sure that our evidence are intact and to make sure that all our witnesses are put together and we are going to proceed further.
How long? Besides, go ahead.
Besides that, I have another victory that I will be dwelling into. I mean, those high profile people.
Did you say rape case?
I said rape case, right?
These are the things that are on the agenda for the week. But how long do you think it's going to take you? Because you have two travels to make.
No, it is not. It is not an agenda for the week. That's it. All right. It is not for the week. The judge was called Morovia and see Morovia presently. So I am going to use this time to prepare my witnesses and for the agenda for this week. I am to go to these places like Olu. I am to go to Fatagigia. And these are long distances from Onjima itself, where I am presently seated.
So how do you find your work as a county attorney?
Well, it's challenging. It's challenging.
What are those challenges, and what are you doing to tackle them?
Well, one, I am not mobile, and government is doing everything possible for me to be mobile, and I'm doing everything that I can do within my weak will to get to my clients, and as you know, the Republic of Liberia, the people are my clients.
So the major challenge there is mobile. You have no vehicle.
That's one.
What about the citizens? How do they see? Do they attend court whenever there are cases?
Yeah.
How do they relate? Do they know the proceedings?
At first, I have a little problem with that. So I have a tell on some awareness program. And I'm in collaboration with other local NGOs as well as international NGOs like the IRC. And all some of these programs, like fine, all right? At first, people used to carry their cases to court. Once the perpetrators were behind iron bar or they were caught and sent to jail, people abandoned their cases. But this time around, I said, no, you can't abandon your case. In fact, I'll take the time to go to them and tell them why they should go to court. And I'm getting some redress.
So how long did it take you to break through?
Well, not how long per se, how I did it.
And how did you do it?
I had to go to the people.
One-on-one talk.
Right. Go to the town chief, go to the fireman chief, go to the police command post, for example, in Foya, in Kolamhong, Salae, in Zorza. And besides that, I go to the magisterial court. Acquaint myself with those problems that the magistrates are facing, all right, and give some legal advice. Those are some of the activities that I've been engaged with.
And so now the people can attend. They know what it takes to take a matter to the court.
But in fact, it's so interesting to know that when court is opening, these people come to observe the opening of court. And that's very, very interesting, all right? Now, you observe that, or you may have heard that the jury selection, we were the first to initiate it, to give the minister test to jurors. We did it. People went on the air, they said whatever they wanted to say, but however, we were successful in doing it. And today, our jurors are those that can read and write as the statute. Okay?
So having jurors who can read and write, what does it actually portray for people in that county?
No, but in fact, we have them. We go by the statute, and we go exactly what the statute says, okay? You must be able to read and write. So if you can read and write, how will you go through my evidence that I will give you? How are you going to, come up with a strong verdict? Are you going to go in Shima and listen to someone who will tell you, we say no to that. As a result, we have been very strict on the rules.
So it's working now in Lofa County. It's working.
It's working very well. Working very well. And in fact, let me tell you, we don't only sit right in Vonjima into our selection. We go out there to the various districts to make sure that all districts are represented. And more interestingly, we make sure that we have gender equity. In fact, this particular term, we have more women as jurors than men. So you see, things are working.
You've already talked about your two travels, major travels you'll be doing during the week as you await the judge to come. How soon you will be back to Vonjama?
Well, the judge is the time.
So you might come from your travels and still be awaiting him.
Right.
Thank you for the time. I wish you success in your major agenda for the coming weeks in Lofa County.
I hope this will not be your last time.
This will not be the last time. This program is a new program sponsored by Carter Center, and we'll be talking to all the attorneys as soon as we are done with the rest of the 50 who come back. I mean, it's just a cycle. It's going around. So by that time, who knows, you might have had 2 months.
All right. There are our good friends at Carter Center. We greet them. We extend our sincere thanks and appreciation to all of them, and we recognize the role that they are playing in strengthening the rule of law. We appreciate them, and we hope to see them at the workshop.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Attorney Luther Sumo of Lofa County. According to him, he has 3 cases on the docket, 2 murders and a rape. And the program you're listening to is County Attorney Half Hour, a Carter Center sponsored program. This program is intended to highlight the activities of the attorneys on a weekly basis. I'm Olive Thamas. After the break, I'll be talking with Attorney Onesimus Bowen. Attorney Onesimus Bowen is stationed in Riverside County. Okay. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Ollie. Thank you very much.
Okay, and thank you for having the time to talk to me. Let's begin with telling me who is a county attorney.
County attorney is the government chief prosecutor in a given county. Like you have the Minister of Justice of the Republic of Liberia, the county attorneys are like the Ministry of Justice in some respect. That is, they are the chief prosecutor for the government in our county.
Okay.
And so, about the county attorney,
does a county attorney need a certain qualification?
Oh, yes. I think for now, the government is making law school degrees, that is the LLB, as a requirement for being a county attorney. So for now, all of the county attorneys in the Republic of Liberia are all law school graduates. Yes. Before them, it was not the case, but for now, yes.
Why now all of them should be law school graduates? Why now?
Well, it's part of the government's reform program, especially the justice reform program. The decision was taken that in order to enhance prosecution, county attorneys should be college graduates.
Attorney Bowen, what happens to those who have been administering the duty as well? What happens to them now?
Well, as far as I know, what the Ministry of Justice has done is those who had law school graduates and they were serving as county attorneys for the various counties are now called senior citizens. So actually they were not thrown out of the system, but rather they were given another position just below that of the county attorneys.
Don't they need to go to school as well?
Oh yes, but for now, no, it's not required that you have to be a law school graduate in order to serve as a city solicitor. So no.
You've handled cases as a county attorney for several years, maybe, and now since the requirement is there now and you haven't reached there, and that is not like a demotion?
Well, again, Olive, is how you see it, whether it's a demotion or not, but in any case, these people that are called the senior civil solicitors, they work along with the county attorneys. In fact, like in my case, the city solicitor, that is my predecessor, works with me. So we are in a court, and though in most of the cases it has to be at a magisterial level, but he helps me a lot, because although these guys are not law school graduates, yet they have the experience, and a lot of experience that we can tap on, you know, those of us who are college graduates and law school graduates,
You know, it's one thing, you know, to come from the classroom, and then it's another thing to have the kind of experience required to perform or to expectation. So the guys, most of them are good, and I think we are tapping on their experience and expertise as well.
Tell me, your scope of operation as a county attorney for Riverside County.
Well, my scope of operation, I don't know if you mean...
your responsibility there.
Oh, okay. Basically, what we do is to prosecute crimes. That is, people who commit criminal offenses, we have to prosecute them. And we work with the police. You know, the police is the first line of contact in the criminal justice system. So we work with the police in making sure that those who allegedly commit criminal offenses are given due process. So it is that due process that we want to ensure, and that's what we are committed to doing. And like I said, the county attorney is the chief prosecutor of police of justice in these various counties.
So what's on the agenda for the week?
What's on the agenda for this week?
Yes.
Right in Riverside County, we have about 8 cases on the docket. When the term of court, the February term of court started, we have 8 cases on the docket. One is on a trial right now as I speak to you. We were able to put on the stand 3 of our witnesses in a manslaughter case. We have 3 orders that we're going to be putting on the stand. And for this week, those are some of the things we'll be doing. And then the following week, we'll pick up another case. But we hope to end the particular case I'm talking about, that is the manslaughter case, this week, hopefully. And then next week, we'll be starting another one.
Let's go in depth about this manslaughter case. Who are involved?
Well, this case came from a place called Zoye Town in Moe Statutory District, Riverside County. A man beat his wife. And then from the beating, she sustained injury in her left ears, and then this guy went ahead to perform some operation on the wife, realizing that her condition was worsening. He decided to perform some medical operation, which he's not qualified to do. And in the process, the lady died. So that under the law is manslaughter. It cannot be called murder because it was not done intentionally, premeditatedly, and intentionally. So it's manslaughter.
So you said you've had 3 witnesses on the stand already. What did they say?
We have 6 witnesses. And like I said,
3 appeared already. And
well, they testified to the fact that the man, he did it. We were not there, but that's the essence of having the witnesses to come and testify. And if their testimonies of they have corroborative testimonies, then the jury listen to them, and at the end of the day, they come up with a verdict. But again, this is what we have been doing. We have the 3 witnesses, and we have 3 more that we're going to be putting on the stand, and after that, the jury will come up to,
Did the man plead not guilty?
Oh, yes. Before you, when you are indicted, you have to plead not guilty in order to be indicted, by the grand jury. So the first, you got to go to the magisterial court. There, you will be acquainted with all of your rights under the law. And then they ask you whether you are guilty or not guilty. Then if you say you are not guilty, of course, then you join issue with the state. So in this case, the man said he was not guilty. But that is joint issue with the state. And that's why we have to go through the trial.
Sitting there, let's assume you right now you are in the court and you're sitting there, and then there's somebody testifying whether the person is guilty or whether the person is involved or not. When you sit there in the court as a county attorney, what do you do?
Well, what we do is the witnesses are to come and testify. We tell you that this person has committed an offense, and then the state has called you to testify on this behalf in the case. So they will come with their testimony. We guard them, all right? And they will testify.
Because the defendant also has his lawyer.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. So that's why I want to know the major role the county attorney plays.
The accused is defended by what you call the public defenders.
Okay.
And that is the defense counsel. For us, we are only there to prosecute. So what we do is that we direct the witnesses. By directing the witness to me, we tell you what happened, what you know about the particular case and all that kind of something. And then the defense lawyer will cross-examine the witnesses, all right? on the testimony that is given in the court. All right, so the court across examination, the duty of the county attorney is to direct the witness or witnesses, and then the defense will cross-examine the witnesses on the statement it made or the testimony that they gave. So the reason for that is to find out whether or not the person is telling the truth or not. So in the process of cross-examination, the witness could be impeached. The credibility of the witness could be,
If the credibility of the witness is impeached, then what do you do?
Oh, well, the fact of the matter is...
Can the defendant find another witness? Or can the prosecuting arm find another one?
Well, the impeachment... The only thing the defense counsel is going to show is that, well, from the testimony of the... If the person contradicts himself or herself, the jury is there to determine whether or not the person is telling the truth, because the jury in the trial process is of the facts. They listen to the facts. While the judge is there, for the law issues. So the jury will listen to the witness, and if the witness is telling the truth from the cross-examination, they will be able to know. So that's what we mean when we're talking about, the credibility of the witness.
Let's talk a little bit about your challenges and how you intend to tackle them in Riverside County. I spoke with Attorney Luther Sumo, and he talked mainly about lack of vehicle in his control area, and he's from Dufferin County.
Yeah.
Do you share that as well?
Yeah, well, for me, I wouldn't say vehicle is a problem for now, because I know the Ministry of Justice is in the process of acquiring vehicles for all county attorneys. So, for now, you could say that, but I think it's just a matter of time when these vehicles will be made available to facilitate our work in the county. So I wouldn't say that vehicle is a major challenge for me right now.
So without the vehicle, how do you go about doing your work before you get to the next one?
Well, yes, I'm saying it is. I know that the ministry is in the process of acquiring these vehicles for us.
That's what I'm saying, Attorney Bowen, in the process of acquiring it, the work goes on. So how do you go about it?
Oh, well, for now, we...
Do you work?
We are improvising. In my case, we got motorbikes in a Riverside County that I'm using for now. I use transportation vehicle. I use commercial cars to go to Riverside from Monrovia. And then because you don't have a lot of them in the county, we use the motorbikes and all those kind of things, to take you from one point to another. Even when I'm going to court, I use the motorbike, yes.
So what's the next challenge? Is there any?
Oh, yeah, there are a lot of challenges, because first of all, most of the areas in some of the counties are not accessible by roads. And so sometimes it's difficult when something happens, the county attorneys we have to be on the scene along with the police, to do some preliminary investigation and all those kind of things. So in most cases, because the places are not accessible by roads, it's difficult to get there. You understand?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Pardon me?
I'm listening, Attorney Bowen. Go ahead.
Yes. So sometimes these are some of the problems we have. So, and again, right now in Riverside County, we have a very, very minimum number of police officers in the county. And it's one thing, when I get to Monrovia, I'm going to be discussing with the authority responsible for the assignment of police in these counties, because we need more police officers. The county is big, and crimes have been committed. And because of the virtual absence of police officers in these localities, it is difficult to arrest the perpetrators of some of these crimes. So that's one of the challenges we have. And as soon as I get to Monrovia, I will make sure that I get to the proper authority, in order to augment the strength of the police in Riverside.
Do you think that will assist you greatly?
It was certainly go a long way. Because you see, when you're talking about fighting crimes, the police is very, very essential in the process. We have other security apparatus like the BIN, we have the DEA, we have the NBI, and you need them. But the police is very essential. And these people are collaborating, they are coordinating their activities to fight crime along with OMBIL. But again, the police is very, very essential. And we feel that the presence of the police in the number in any part of the country will go a long way in fighting crimes, yes.
Attorney Bowen, the people, the residents of Riverside County, how do they receive you, and not only you in person, the whole court system? Because normally people are not used to taking matters to court.
Well, I think they are very receptive when it comes to the issue of my presence in the county. They see it as something, you know, that have never happened before, because, I mean, for somebody who graduated from law school, who would say, well, I'm going to make a sacrifice and stay, despite all of the odds, where you don't have transportation means, where you don't have, in some cases, you don't have electricity, in some cases, you don't even have a conducive place, you know, all of kind of things to live.
Not living a luxurious life, you leave all of that in Monrovia, only to go be a resident there.
Yeah, right. And sometimes you go to say, like, if I'm in Monrovia, it's just a matter of going to the court, take all my blood down, go to the court, and all of kind of things, and then you can get clients in the time, and then that you go buy home. At least you get something. In the county, especially when I'm assigned, it's not like that. But now we're telling somebody we have to make a sacrifice, because if we act to make our country conducive for all of us to live in, especially to make it crime-free, then we have to make a sacrifice. So since it is required that people who are law school graduates should be the ones to serve as county attorney, all of us should see it as a challenge and see. But our people are very receptive. They have been cooperating, and I think they are very, very happy to have us in the county to work with them. They are cooperating, yes.
Did you do something special, maybe one-on-one talk to have people bringing their matters to court, since they normally used to just handle a family way or whatever means they used to do it?
Well, no. I think to some extent, the people are sensitized as to the use of, you know, the court system. Because, and this is why, when I got to Riverside, during the opening of the court, the February term of court, I made it clear to the police that all criminal activities or anything that has to do with the prosecution of criminal offenses should not be compromised at the level of the police, because the police will investigate and then they determine whether there's a probable cause before, you know, charging the person and then send the person to court with all the evidence, you know. But in most cases, you find out that the police will compromise the case at that level, which is wrong. So I advise them that, look, from now on, if a police officer compromises in a criminal case at the level of preliminary investigation, that police officer will be sent to Monrovia to the professional standard division of the LNP to be investigated. And whatever decision they take, whether you're going to be disrobed or not, but I would not hesitate to recommend to the professional standard division and a police officer that will fight, you know, crime by not charging appropriately, especially in the...
Why do you think that they are doing this?
If this you happen, but what I'm saying...
It happens at Tunebawon, the police sometimes compromise the cases. Is it because maybe the people, the accused, or those, or the defendants, or whoever, don't want to go through the court process because, it's just too long?
No, not that. Only the thing is, most of the time you find out that it's for some considerations. Maybe financial considerations. They're going to come up and say, for example, started to be raped. You know, where maybe somebody has raped a child as young as 6-7 years old, and then the police, because you know the consequences, if that person is guilty, he will serve the jail sentence of 25 years, and then the police will say, well, my man, you got to do something, because, you know, the person would not want to go to jail for 25 years. He's found guilty. So it's at that level that they will compromise the case before it reaches the court, and that is wrong. And this is what I advise them sternly. Now, for me, I would not hesitate to forward such a police officer who is caught in such an act like that to the professional division of the LMP.
Don't you think you have a heavy tax?
Oh, yes. It's a heavy tax. But like I said, you know, as a lawyer, this is what we are committed to. And I think for me, it's a learning process too. So I'm in a challenge head on.
Do you enjoy doing it?
Everybody, so otherwise I wouldn't have even updated in the first place to go to Riverside. So I enjoy doing it, yes.
I want to thank you very much for having the time to talk to me on this program, County Attorney Half Hour.
Thank you very much, Ole.
Attorney Onesimus Bowen of Riverside County. He is presently working on two cases, one a murder and the other rape. In time to come, we will get back to Attorney Bowen for the outcome of those cases. Well, that's all for County Attorney Half Hour. This program is sponsored by Carter Center. Listen to it on Star Radio every Tuesday at 3:30, with a repeat on Sunday at 10:05 in the evening. Make it a date. to join me then. Thanks for listening. My name is Oliver Thomas.